So it's now been about 3.5 hours since I have started started boiling the chili in the crock pot or slow cooker or however you want to call it. And it's now time to put in the missing ingredient, the kidney beans. You cannot have chili without kidney beans. This is a massive tin. I am truly hoping he hasn't given me some in tomato, otherwise I'll be annoyed. Right, let's have a look. So, I'm opening this tin. Thank goodness it has a ring pull in this case, which means it would be easier for me to open than the things earlier. And I'm going to drain them, of course, because they are going to be in water. It's good to have some nails. Oh, but I don't want to break them. I like these ring pulls, but they're also quite a pain. Ow. Oh my gosh. Oh dear. If I can't open this, I'm going to have to use the tin opener because I don't really want to hurt my fingers. Oh. Oh no. Okay, now, bad news, it is in tomato sauce, so we're going to make the best of it, trying to drain them out of that tomato goo, put them in anyway, because I don't want to go and try and find some now. I don't want to waste them because they've been, I've bought them today, now I'm just going to have to use them. I suppose it will make it even more flavourful, so I'm just going to have to make the best out of it. Although I can't deny that I'm quite annoyed. But, never mind. I am literally just trying to make the best out of it. Of course, I'm not sure if that's very healthy. This kind of saucy bit, but can't be helped that. There's quite a lot of beans here. Now, have I left the... Yes, I have. Now I'm stirring it around, but I'm wondering, I'm just going to keep it on medium, I think, and just let it boil another 20 or so minutes. Well, let me just have a spoonful of this and see. I'm just trying to mix in these kidney beans. With the rest. Okay. Taste wise, it's awesome. What I'm doing now is taking a little teaspoon. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, taste-wise, it's amazing. So I'm going to, just for me to not overcook it, I'm going to, put the microwave timer on.
Timer only. 10, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Start. Timer only. 25 minutes.
I'd say 25 minutes will do, actually. Now, gracious. Got a few dirty patches to wipe down from the gooey kidney bean sauce. I am rescuing my phone out of the way. Okay, and I'm just now hit my hand on the hot cooker. Maybe not clever, but oh well. I am cleaning up a little bit of mess here. And now, good gracious. Yuck. And here too. So basically the kidney beans were, which may be actually a blessing in disguise, they were in a sauce that was already a little bit spiced. It wasn't majorly spiced. It was a tomatoey sauce. I didn't want the sauce, so I just drained it. But of course the flavour is still going to be there, which actually might not be such a bad thing at all, actually. So I'm going to stop this food because I need to, or pause it more like, I need to wash this sieve because I want to use it for the rice. I want to clean this mess in the sink because I drained all the tomato sauce off. And I shall talk to you when I am going to try this chili, which didn't go quite according to plan, but I would say, well, it went, I guess what, from what I can tell, it went okay. I shall talk to you in about half an hour. Okay, we are hopefully at the end of our chili cooking thingy. Well, in other words, the chili should hopefully be done by now. I'm going to turn the crock pot off now, but I'm going to keep whatever I'm not eating, which is going to be a lot, in the crock pot with the lid closed, in the hope that it will be warm when my fiancé comes home. If not, I will just quickly either get him a bowl out and make it in the microwave, or just turn the crock pot on low for 5 minutes to heat it through. Okay, so I'm going to try and put the phone somewhere safe. Not going to be easy, but let it go. So we have a bowl and we have the crock pot. Very hot at the moment. And we are going to have a labely kind of thing. So let's see. In fact, let's first try it again. Because you never know. You just never know if it actually does taste nice. Probably does. It was 5 minutes ago, so it should be okay. But whoa, this has always been a bit scary for me when it goes. Pfft. Taste wise, I would say lovely. Now I need to get more stuff on my spoon to taste, to make sure it's all through, but it's very hot. Yes, I would say that's great. So I just turned off the crock pot. It is definitely nice and spicy. I just noticed that I've not actually cleaned this bowl, which I was going to use for eating out of, very well, which means I'm going to pour this booze again. Oh, sugar, and clean it properly and come back after.
Speech off. Speech on. Time remaining. Time remaining. Pause recording.
Right. Take two. I'm trying to ladle me some chili. Let's just lift up the lid again and put it on the back of the bowl. Try to keep it away from the phone. And here I've got this nice little ladle. And I'm trying to put, whoops, I am so bad at ladling, like really bad. But I am still trying nevertheless. I'm just literally going to make a mess. Literally. I'm just literally going to put two ladles full into my little bowl, because obviously maybe two and a half, because I keep losing it. Because obviously as my portions have been shrinking, I don't want to overdo it. I probably made the sides of the bowl quite dirty now. Which means I'm going to use a little cloth again and just literally wipe it so that I don't slip when I carry it. Just simply where I spilled a bit of chili. I was holding the bowl over the crock pot, so nothing is spilled over the edge, like nothing is spilled as such. It's just that the rim, the side of the bowl I'm using to eat is just a bit messy because of my ladling skills not being amazing. They're just being, you know. They're okay. I'm not harsh. I'm trying not to be harsh on myself. Okay, so I shut the lid again to make sure that the chili stays warm. I hope it will anyway. And there we have it. I am now carrying this. And, oh heck, still got a fair bit to wash up here. Yes, I do. I'm carrying this and the spoon which I was trying, here it is, I think, yeah. Taking this and the spoon which I'm going to be using to eat into the front room. Take my phone as well. Give it a little taste, but I'm not going to eat it all with audio, but don't worry because you don't want to hear me munch while trying to talk to you. I've heard people doing it before, and that is rather rude. At least, yeah, that's how I see it. I see it like that. You know, eating in audioboo, wouldn't advise it. Noticing a piece of rubbish here, which I'm going to put away quickly. Cooking is real messy. The amount of stuff you're using and the amount of mess a blindie makes when cooking, incredible. Anyway, so we have, I've opted against rice. I've opted against any other carbohydrates simply because I've had I've had carbs in my lunch. And I've had carbs in my breakfast, and I've also had carbs in the protein fiber bars I had earlier. I think my body should not have many more carbs apart from the carbs that are in the beans and stuff. So I am now taking a little taster on Audioboo. The onions are still very crispy, which I actually like. I do like the onions still being not too soft, so that's quite nice. I'm hoping the beef is through. So the chili itself is not too spicy, it's just right. In fact, could be a tiny bit more spicy if I wanted to, but it's quite nice. The beef is lovely. It's nice and chewy, it's not fallen apart completely. It's lovely. Very, very happy with this. So there you have it, guys. I'm going to eat the rest now, without munching into your ears. Hope you enjoyed this episode, or episodes rather, because of Audioboo, of Cooking with Enos. I know it's a fairly easy meal, but it is quite messy if you pour things into the crock pot, especially when the crock pot's hot, and it goes over it. It's quite scary. But I've enjoyed it, and I hope you have too. And I will talk to you all next time.